Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into the housing market. Not just the headlines, but really the mechanics of buyer behavior. Because, you know, if you're trying to figure out what's coming next in real estate, the most powerful thing to watch isn't always the price itself. It's how responsive buyers are, how quickly they react. So our mission today, take recent source material about late summer trends and, well, boil it down. Find that single actionable insight about market sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to know, when things ease up financially, even a little,
yeah.
How fast does demand actually show up? We've got some solid research here showing a pretty clear cause and effect.
Yeah, and that cause and effect, it's the core finding that just jumps out from the data. It shows buyers weren't just, you know, sitting on the sidelines. They were seen actively capitalizing on a very specific, maybe fleeting change in market conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about people buying houses. It's the speed at which they did it.
Right. The velocity. And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Our source material confirms this directly, like a really punchy statement. Buyers took advantage of reduced mortgage rates in late summer. That phrasing itself is telling. And that kind of clarity, well, it really simplifies things, doesn't it? In a market that can feel overwhelming to track, it tells us pretty precisely where that tipping point seems to be for a huge chunk of potential buyers.
Exactly. And let's maybe unpack the timing first. The sources tie this trend explicitly to late summer. What's fascinating, truly fascinating, is the speed this implies. How this action seemed to just push past the usual seasonal friction. I mean, typically, late August rolls into September, and you expect things to cool off a bit, right? Families with kids going back to school, they often step back. You usually see a slight kind of predictable seasonal dip around then. But the sources suggest this financial incentive, the rate drop, wasn't just balancing out seasonality. It felt more like a complete override, like the pressure valve of lower rates just opened and created this rush that kind of ignored the normal end of summer slowdown. It strongly suggests that the pool of buyers, the ones really intending to buy, was just loaded and waiting.
You know, almost like there was this collective sense, this shared knowledge maybe, that this window wouldn't stay open for long, that buyers were basically positioned ready to pounce the second those monthly payment numbers looked even slightly better. It really confirms that the underlying desire, the need to buy, it hasn't just vanished because prices are high. It's just been kind of locked up, hasn't it, by those high borrowing costs. But hang on a second. If the reaction was that fast, that dramatic, do the sources give any hints about whether this was just temporary? Like, did the market just pull demand forward from the fall? Are we just borrowing activity from the future? Because if everyone who jumped in was going to buy anyway, maybe just a month or two later, then the insight isn't quite as powerful, is it?
That's a really important, critical question to ask. And while the sources don't exactly offer a crystal ball on that, the sheer magnitude of the reaction, the way they describe it, it suggests more than just pulling forward demand that was already guaranteed. It hints that a pretty significant number of potential buyers were right there on the edge, you know, the edge of the affordability cliff. And that small rate drop was just enough to bring them back onto solid ground. It got them qualified where maybe they couldn't qualify the month before. So that's arguably an introduction of new effective demand into the market, even if only for that window. And that speed, the idea of taking advantage or capitalizing on the moment, that's the real analytical gold here, I think. It just confirms how hypersensitive the stressed market is.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's pivot slightly then to the catalyst itself, reduced mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm.
The sources are clear. Buyers acted on this specific reduction. So we can't just brush off small dips as, you know, statistical noise. This takes us right to the mechanism of that sensitivity. And for you listening, just saying rates dropped probably isn't enough detail, right? We need to understand the leverage,
mm-hmm.
especially when overall costs are high. What does a quote unquote small rate movement actually translate to?
Right. What's crucial to get is that the drop we saw back then in late summer, it was relatively modest. We're talking maybe, what, 40 to 50 basis points? So about 0.5%, give or take, across the main mortgage products. But here's the thing. When overall rates are already high, like they have been, every single basis point reduction hits harder. It has more impact. Let's try to make that practical. For a median U.S. loan, let's say around $350,000, that 0.5% drop, that could easily slash the monthly principal and interest payment by maybe $100 to $150.
Okay, $150 a month.
Yeah. And that $100 or $150, that might sound small in the grand scheme of a house purchase, but that is the critical tipping point we need to focus on. Why? Because it hits debt-to-income ratios directly. Your DTI. Lenders have strict caps, right? Your total monthly debt payments can only be a certain percentage of your gross monthly income. That's the rule. So imagine a buyer who is sitting right at, say, 49% DTI, just one percentage point too high to qualify for the loan they needed, suddenly saving $150 a month on the potential mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. That could instantly drop their DTI down to maybe 43% or 44%. Uh-huh. Boom, they qualify.
Ah, I see. So the reduced rate wasn't just about making the purchase feel a bit more comfortable psychologically. It was literally the make or break difference between getting the loan approved or getting rejected. And that explains why the reaction was so immediate, so fierce, as you said. It actually expanded the pool of who could get a mortgage right then.
Exactly right. And this dynamic, it tells us two really profound things about current demand, I think. First, potential buyers are incredibly clued in. They're watching these daily rate fluctuations because their ability to even get the loan hangs in the balance. They have to. And second, it shows the market is severely constrained by affordability. That's the real bottleneck. Even small shifts in financing costs can unlock these huge segments of latent demand, precisely because that demand has been pent up for months, just waiting for any kind of break.
And that brings it back to you, the listener. If you're trying to get a handle on complex market behavior, trying to synthesize it quickly, this whole late summer event, it's a really clear, almost textbook model, repeatable pattern, perhaps. It confirms that right now the elasticity of demand, how much it stretches or snaps back, is tightly, almost instantly linked to borrowing costs. You don't necessarily need some huge economic event to spur activity.
Yeah.
Just need enough relief to move that DTI needle for those buyers who are already motivated, but just on the fence financially.
Yeah. And the so what insight here, connecting this specific event to the bigger picture, it's really about leverage. For government, for industry, the sources confirm that these small shifts in financing costs, they are, without a doubt, the most powerful and instantaneous lever influencing housing demand right now, period. That's a clear signal to policymakers, isn't it? If you want to stimulate transactions, maybe without trying to flood the market with new supply, which takes time, well, the rate environment is clearly the most effective tool you've got in the short term.
It also gives us a great window into buyer psychology, I think. This wasn't people casually noticing lower rates. The language used, took advantage, capitalized. It implies seizing an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I remember actually seeing some chatter online around that time, late summer. You can almost feel this collective sigh of relief from people. Mm-hmm. People who'd clearly just been waiting, watching, hoping for any positive movement. It created this real sense of urgency, almost like a fear of missing out, a FOMO, but based not on rising prices, but on the temporary availability of slightly more affordable credit.
That urgency component is absolutely key. You nailed it. They weren't just buying because the payment went down a bit. They were likely buying because they feared it would immediately go back up. That speed confirms, I think, a deep-seated belief, maybe a distrust, that the lower rate environment wouldn't last. So they rushed. They rushed into the application pipeline to lock in that rate, lock in that benefit before the window slammed shut again, which it often does.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. If we boil down the knowledge gained from this deep dive, the single most important nugget seems to be that clear documented connection between a specific, relatively modest dip in mortgage rates during that late summer period and decisive, almost immediate action by buyers. It's proof, really. Proof that demand isn't just latent, it's hyper-aware and financially stretched. So much so that a mere, say, 50 basis point drop could create a bit of a stampede.
Exactly. And let's just quickly reiterate those critical elements the sources highlighted. It's the promptness of the action, that language like capitalized or took advantage, implying they grabbed a fleeting moment. And it's the specific time frame, late summer, showing how this financial opportunity just steamrolled the typical seasonal patterns.
Yeah, that level of detail really takes our understanding beyond just basic supply and demand economics. We now have a clearer picture of the mechanism of that DTI shift that seems to generate demand right at the margins of affordability.
And this leads us right into the final thought, a provocative question maybe for you to consider, based only on this data we've looked at regarding buyer velocity. If the sources reveal that buyers were so ready, so eager to mobilize and rush the system when rates dropped by just 0.5%, what broader question does this raise about the immediate elasticity and maybe the fragility of buyer confidence and activity when rates stay high? Or perhaps more importantly, when they inevitably begin to climb again, even slightly? This evidence suggests the market is balanced on a real knife edge right now. And that extreme sensitivity, it probably cuts both ways. It could accelerate booms like we saw in miniature, but it could also accelerate immediate slowdowns just as quickly.
Mm. That's a critical framing point for watching things going forward. Understanding that trigger mechanism, that sensitivity, really is key to anticipating the immediate response.
Well, that's definitely given us a lot to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.